Waterford is full of interesting people doing interesting things, and here on Data Today, we like to occasionally check in on some of them. After buying a former Dublin bus a few years ago and lovingly and painstakingly restoring it, Waterford couple Mark Graham and Ellie O'Byrne offered it up as luxurious accommodation on Airbnb, garnering much attention from national and local media outlets. Well, this year, they made the decision to sell Dervla Decker, as they called her, to fund another dream of theirs, a round-the-world cycling trip, which they're embarking on this coming year. Well, Mark and Ellie dropped into us on Data Today for a chat back in May.
It's kind of a racy kind of a song there, all right. You know, it's not a song, it's a tune. Mark and Ellie O'Byrne.
Hello, thanks for having me, Damien.
Not at all. We're not going to talk about Cork.
No, we're not.
And you Cork supporting Waterford.
Oh, no.
You're a Cork person. Whereabouts in Cork are you from?
I'm from Cork City.
Okay.
I've been based on the north side in Cork for a long time.
Okay. The posh north side, we won't talk about that either.
Mayfield, actually.
Mayfield, okay, Mayfield, yeah, very nice.
But because of Mark, I've been up and down to Tremor for long time now. It is all his fault.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Including the hurling supporting, that's his
How did you meet, by the way?
Oh, at a gig in Cork.
Yeah.
10 years ago, just over 10 years ago now, over an Easter weekend.
Okay.
I was playing down at it wasn't the Jazz Festival.
It was Easter.
It was Easter, yeah.
And did your Easter eyes weekend. Meet across a crowded room, or was it...
No, I had to put in a fair bit of work now, in fairness.
Right.
She took a bit of convincing, Damien.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of horse trading went on there for a while.
Okay. How tall are you, Ellie?
I'm 6'2". Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you saw Mark first, what was your first impression?
Well, obviously my eye line was gazing down very slightly, but he's a larger than life personality, shall we say.
Is he really?
So
yeah, as an egomaniac, I think I'm taller than I am. You know, that's the trick to that, Damien.
So you hitched up 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And have been partners since. Congratulations.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much.
And been through many a different journey.
Oh, holy God.
So much craziness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I've met Mark a couple of times. People may know he was on the programme here last fortnight talking about Bambi Thug. First time meeting you. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too,
and,
Damien.
In the context of this as well, very interesting to know the dynamic. And that's why I've started with the relationship between the two of you. Because what she did in terms of developing the double-decker bus and now... planning to sell it. Just remind our listeners, what did you do, Mark, with this double-decker bus?
Well, myself and Ellie went off, it was just after the first big lockdown, between the two lockdowns, and with Ellie's kids, we stayed on a double-decker bus outside Galway. And as we were lying there looking at it, I was kind of thinking, geez, it'd be handy to fix one of these things up. But it wasn't, was it? Wasn't handy at all.
I mean, I think it was within about an hour of getting on it that Mark was going, I think we could do this. And we're terrible for egging each other on. So I was going, yeah, we definitely could. This would be great. And we decided that we would buy one and we thought that it would take us a year. That's actually what we thought.
Yeah, to renovate it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't have basic carpentry skills. We had to go to the College of YouTube for every single thing that we had to learn how to do. We stripped it out, we insulated it. The whole thing took us two and a half years to renovate the first bus.
How much did it cost to buy the contraption originally?
The first bus cost us just over $5,000, but we bought two. Because we thought at that point, like the naivety now looking back on it, we thought if you're doing one...
Mark Graham being naive, yeah, that's a tough...
If you're doing one, why wouldn't you do two? You know, because you'd be...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be working away on
it. You're right,
yeah. Yeah, and the other naive thing was the year. It took us, 2.5 years, and we still haven't finished the second one, but we finished the first one. But the plan for this wasn't that we would become kind of entrepreneurs who renovated buses and rented them out. We've had a long-term plan to cycle around the world. And we knew that we'd have to take a significant amount of time out of work and we wouldn't have any earnings during that period. So what we thought we could do is we identified maybe if we renovated these buses that this is the thing that could bring us around the world. And we actually christened the first bus Dervla, and it's after Dervla Murphy, who is the travel writer and cyclist from Lismore, County Waterford. We actually paid our grave a visit last night, didn't we? When we were passing through Lismore.
We made her a little visit because we were travelling through Lismore last night.
Yeah.
Very simple grave, but just had a quick word with her there.
Is there anything on the headstone?
No. Well, you know, I mean, she was Buddhist, actually. Yeah. So it's just very simple. It's actually completely undisturbed, just a mound of earth with a very simple little cross. Okay. And it just says the date that she died.
Yeah, and it just says Dervla Murphy died. And it has the date. Wow. And she's a hero of ours, you know. And what was really nice was when we got the first bus renovated and when we had it up and running and people were staying on it, her publisher got wind of what we were doing and they sent us a library of Dervla Murphy's books. So there's Dervla Murphy books on Dervla, and they mentioned it to her family. And what was really nice was, you know, Dervla Murphy passed away 2 years ago, and I was kind of thinking, how would you react to having a bus named after you? You know what I mean? I'm not sure that's something you'd want.
She wasn't a big fan of the motorised transport. Yeah.
No. She wasn't.
Maybe would have gotten a kick out of the converted
and
one.
The people who knew her said to us she would have loved it, and especially given what it's for, the project. So I was kind of happy about that.
We're doing a little bit for social media on this as well. So the bus was transformed into an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And just tell us, where did you situate it? What did you do with it? How much did you charge for it?
Yeah, so one of the things that was also quite naive, I think, was that we don't own any land. So we had to find a site to put it on.
You really thought this through?
I know,
you?
We were just carried by these waves of enthusiasm. We were always egging each other on, telling each other that we were going to be able to do things.
You're kind of free spirits, aren't you?
Possibly, or Egypts, you know, I think there's a fine line there.
So we found a beautiful horse farm that's kind of right in between the one of the Greenway stops and Tramore, you know, so it's really well positioned there, about 6 kilometres in either direction from each. And
what's the townland, or where would people access it from?
Balnaclough. So near Colin Castle.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
And so, and then we had to do some site works. We built a beautiful decking and made it as nice as possible, started mowing it and really looking after it and doing a bit of landscaping and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't been out there. I've seen the reviews in the Irish Times and national and local coverage. Great coverage on it. Really good idea. I'm not obviously slagging on anyway from the imaginative perspective, but also the engineering perspective and what she did. Congratulations and well done. Really, really good project, okay? So people then were able to rent it for a while. Is that right? Airbnb?
Yeah.
Approximately how much was it? A day or per night or a weekend?
Somewhere between 200 quid and 250 quid a night.
A night?
Yeah. Okay. Which is steep, but it sleeps 6 people. So our thinking was, you know, divided between 6 people, that kind of works out a lot cheaper than a hotel room. And it proved popular and people...
How did it work? How did it go? How was business?
It was really good. October had been our busiest month to date, which was surprising to us. And I think the rewarding thing for us are the reviews and the people staying on it. You know, that it's been 5-star reviews, except for one, which was 4. You know, but it's, people are raving about it, even in the winter, in the bad weather, because we put in a stove and it's insulated. And one of the things I really liked was we have a fire pit outside, and one family said to us, we don't have a television on it and we don't have Wi-Fi because it's in the countryside. There's a fire pit and there's board games. And one family said it was great. They put the phones away and they were playing board games and they were out like cooking marshmallows on the fire. That's a result for us.
So did you make a bit of money back on it?
No,
we're down money because...
I'm trying to do all the positive stuff here. I'm trying to say...
But it is positive because the money that was coming from the Airbnb, that's going into the second bus.
Yes, okay.
Because we have to kit out the second bus because the plan is to sell both buses. And as money was coming in on Airbnb from the first bus, that was then, we're putting that into the second bus.
Okay. Big deep breath, big deep sigh. How far into the planning process are you? How are you fixed now? How's it going for you?
So
give me something positive now. Come on.
Oh no, it's all positive.
It's all positive.
Because we've learned things.
You're very positive people. I get that from you, the energy.
And it's been amazing. No, but I think that what we realised was that we had been slightly naive and that we didn't realise, like, we're going around the world. I'm starting to call it a midlife gap year. I think there's a lot of pressure on people, like we're both in our, well, I'm 44 actually, Damien.
I'm 49.
Yeah, so we're both technically in our 40s. And there's a lot of pressure put on people. I had my kids very, very young. And they're young adults now. And I just think that we need to be able to go off and kind of refind ourselves and go on this thing that I've been promising myself that I was going to do this since I was 19 and had a baby at 19. So to me, it's really, really important that I get to go and feel free and to explore the world and look around. And so I think that, you know, the idea of leaving these behind as a up on Airbnb and stuff like that isn't going to work out for us. And I think we have to just bear in mind that our plan, our goal here is to use these to fund us going around the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're putting the buses then, or at the minute, the first bus, yeah. Or what's the price? Have you got
a
price?
Done deal. It's 50 grand.
$50,000 for the
yeah.
first bus?
For the first yeah. bus, yeah.
And then when will the second bus be ready?
End of the summer.
We're fingers crossed.
So hard. The top deck is nearly done. So right. All the beds and everything are all in.
Okay.
And we're moving on to the ground floor, which is where there's things like plumbing. So it's a little bit slower going.
Oh, Janie.
But we are going to actually really be busting a hump this
okay.
summer
to get it done. Because we're planning to leave. And this is a bone of contention between the two of us. I want to go in February. Ellie wants to go in March. So we're leaving in spring 25. That's when we're hitting the road. Yeah. So we have to have it finished and sold well in advance of that.
Okay. Will the second bus be part of a separate deal? Can people buy them separately? Will you try and put the two of them together?
We're not doing two for one.
but if we could.
We would
love to see them in the same place. The second one is called Desmond Decker, after the famous Jamaican musician,
who played
in
Tremor one night on a very memorable night.
So that's Desmond, and he's the natural partner for Dervla. We would love for them to end up in the same place, but they are being sold as two individual units as well. Yeah.
How do people get in touch with you? Because we'll hopefully podcast this, and if anybody wants to contact you about it,
Oyrmoz Pod on.
Say that again.
Or no, sorry, Tremor Ecobus on
Tremor
Instagram.
Tremor
Ecobus on Instagram, would be the handiest way to do it.
Okay.
And you can kind of follow our progress on working on the second bus on that. We post stuff on that about what we're up to on the second bus.
Yeah.
Are they transportable?
They drive. They're working.
They're working.
Oh, we have some crack driving them. Like driving them around the yard.
They're working.
Crack, isn't it?
Just like that.
Yeah. It was important, I think, because, you know, some of what we did was naive, but I think that was a really good idea, because you can get a bus a lot cheaper that doesn't drive. But when it drives, it means that you can move it to where you want to move it without too much bother. And if somebody does buy it, we're going to have to get it to them. So, you know,
it's kind of like a hybrid, I think, between like a tiny home and a mobile type of a thing, like a camper van or something, because we have a cassette toilet in it, so it doesn't have to be plumbed in for the sewage and stuff like that.
A cassette toilet?
Yeah. So
what's
the same
a cassette toilet?
Same as you'd find in a camper van, essentially.
Okay.
Or a caravan.
Yeah, or
right,
a caravan.
Okay, yeah.
So from that point of view, it's a mobile thing. But so what we did inside it, like, it's all really high-end stuff, like beautiful tiling, a black ceramic sink that Mark went cracked for, that I thought was really impressive.
Spent too much money.
Going, go for stainless steel. It's cheaper and better. But it worked out beautifully.
It looks nice.
It's really gorgeous inside. It's nicer than our houses, right?
Yep, it certainly is. Yeah.
I'd say the two of you have some crack.
Well, do you know what's really nice
ideas
is because when, like,
what's really nice is you always agree what Ellie's.
Oh, you have to, sure. When it's up and running, it can be a bit.
I love live radio.
It can be a bit of a pain because we have to go up there. You know, it has to be cleaned out.
Mark's going red now.
But last weekend we had nobody staying it on Friday and Saturday, and we stayed on it. And we've a fire pit outside, and we lit the fire, and we were sitting at the fire on Friday night, and I looked at the sky and I went, "Geez, that looks a bit weird." And Ellie was going, it's probably just the lights of Tremor. And I was going, it really doesn't. And we were outside the bus we'd renovated, looking at the aurora at a fire. And it was just,
beautiful.
And it was lovely letting other people stay on it. But it was nice that we were staying on it that night. So that was really nice last weekend, accident. We didn't know, we hadn't heard that it was due. Yeah. We just copped it by accident.
You could actually see it. There's a beautiful king size bed in the front of the top deck of the bus. And of course you have almost 360 windows all the way around. A gorgeous view. And we were lying there and the last of the aurora borealis was just visible in the sky. We were just going, this
pretty cool.
We made a beautiful thing. We're really proud of it. Yeah.
And the horses were going mental.
Yeah,
I think it had an impact on the horses. Like, they were going cracked up around the farm.
Magic.
Like,
doing what? Shouting and roaring.
Shouting and roaring, right. And running around.
I don't know how a horse goes. Oh yeah, running around.
Because
you know?
It was kind of bright. It was odd. It was still. There was a brightness from it. You know, it was interesting.
No, it's a great idea. I'll tell you what. I'd love to go out and do a little video if you want at some stage.
To
help
to
you with
you.
It. It'd be nice just to see it. I'm not looking to stay over or anything like that.
What about a spin on the bikes? Because that's what it's for, you know, the bicycle trip is what it's for.
Have a little listen here if we got Desmond playing.
Oh, a bit of Desmond Decker, yes, boy. So that every mouth can be
the Israelites. Oh, 083333375 if you want to buy a double decker bus. Mark.
And before we go, can I just say up the Dacia?
Up the Dacia.
Up the Dacia.
Listen, it's lovely to meet you.
Nice to talk to you again, David.
Lovely to talk to you. I think you're very lucky to have met each other.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone else would put up.
I get a lovely vibe from you. Again, it's the first time meeting you. I don't know Mark very well, and I just think it's lovely, and I'm delighted. We'll talk about your trip across the world. Special mention to Michael Whelan, who's cycling at the minute.
Yeah, follow what Michael is doing. Yeah,
he's brilliant.
We'll be on the same road as Michael for a while. Yeah, yeah. So
what he's doing.
And I met him out on the road cycling to Ballymacaw last summer, so I'd have chats with Michael. Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice one.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate it. Bye.